Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim is in Chicago, wants to talk some NCAA. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
Good. What's shaking?
Not much. I got a question for you guys looking at this bottom half of the Sweet 16. What do you guys think are the biggest chance for an upset?
In this upcoming Sweet 16?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear people think that Oregon's going to beat Virginia. I don't see it happening. I don't think there would be any major upsets. I mean, I think Oregon is the lowest seed, right?
Yeah. I feel like Virginia kind of overcame its shakiness. It got through the first round. It's got its confidence back.
Yeah, I think – no, I don't think there's going to be any – I mean, most of these spreads are like 3 or 4 or 5, 6. There's not any – I think the biggest spread is probably, what, Virginia, 7.5-point favorites, Bart?
Tim, what do you think your biggest upset would be?
My biggest upset? I'd take Auburn. I feel like that'd be the biggest upset for me because I feel like they're running out of steam, so they'd be surprising me if they won.
You think Auburn's running out of steam?
I think Auburn, man,
on Saturday night, you know, I hear the criticism on them. They're a make-or-miss team, that when things are going well, they can beat anybody. But if they're not, you know, if they miss, they're missing those shots. But that's as fearless as a team as you're going to see in the tournament, Auburn, man. He's got those guys playing defense, too, which Bruce Pearl does.
Well, Tim, I'm going to – hey, thanks for calling in to talk the tournament, because every time we try talking about the tournament – you know, it's good to actually talk about the basketball for a minute, because every time we talk about the tournament, Chuck's always complaining about the commercials.
Oh, why? Is
what?
Like, which commercials? Why? What are you not liking?
I haven't...
AT&T one?
Well, I did it once.
With that Phil guy?
Well, let's talk about the games, man.
Well, what's wrong with that commercial?
Phil on the commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get tired of seeing that all the time? You didn't see every commercial break and them and EJ throwing it to that guy? I got tired of seeing that. Phil, if you like Phil doing those commercials, you'd be the only one.
Man, I don't know.
Do you like Phil?
I got to tell you, my family really loves those because I'm Phil from those commercials, and they're digging them.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Were you a player like Phil?
Yeah, I was a player like Phil.
Oh, God, that's boring, as Phil would say.
Tim, this is Phil. This is Phil from the commercial.
This is legitimately Phil.
This is Tim Baltz from the commercial.
What?
This is Phil from the AT&T commercials.
I called in. I heard everyone in the Milwaukee area tweeting me, telling me that you're hating on these commercials. I had to call in. I had to get to the bottom of it. We're just a couple guys who work the same beat.
This is Phil, Chuck. This is Tim Baltz.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
100%.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Why not?
Because you sound a little older than that guy on the set.
Well, yeah, it's early. You know, I haven't had a full. My vocal cords are still warming up.
You guys are thinking of putting one on over.
Here's one of the commercials.
At the buzzer, we're going into overtime.
Devastating, Ken.
Oh, they're going to regret not holding on to that lead.
Oh, no, I meant for me. I've got a 6:30 dinner reservation at Cucinello's. I had to call ahead and reserve a molten lava cake, too. They're going to charge me for it if I don't show up. Plus, I've been thinking about their gnocchi with butter sauce all day.
Just okay is not okay.
Yeah, that's Phil.
Oh, God.
And now he's on the line.
What an awful commercial. Sorry, Phil. That's a bad commercial. Man, you're making something out of nothing there.
Hey, that's what you do. They give you the script. You look at it. You read it. And then you smile for the cameras.
Okay, so this is Tim Baltz. He is Phil from the AT&T commercials. Chuck, this is 100%.
I don't believe you.
It is 100% real.
I don't.
Ask Absolutely. Corva.
I don't.
This is 100% real.
I don't believe it. You guys are trying to put one on
I am
over.
Not.
No nope.
Freeze here.
No,
real. Come on. No.
I'm not kidding, Chuck.
I don't believe
He's not kidding you. He's not kidding you. Joliet native, Joliet, Illinois, born and raised, lived in Chicago for years, did Second City. Auditioning for commercials for a long time, booked this one, felt great about it. Sports fanatic, Tim Ball.
I okay. I don't believe it, either one of you. Okay.
Why?
K
carry ask on. Him a question.
You carry on the question. If you,
I would like to know for Tim what it's like, because we were talking that during, you know, March Madness, there's always like two or three commercials that they always play incessantly. And
oh, they run the heck out of them.
You've sort of become that guy, so it's like, it's good. It's a lot of FaceTime for you. But then it's also, you have guys like Chuck.
What are we doing here?
This is Tim Baltz, the actor, right. Philly.
All right, this is him.
Why would I keep running on with this?
Tweet at me from your Twitter account.
What's that?
Tweet at me from your Twitter account, if this is really you.
It's at right Chuck now. Freeman.
At Chuck Freeman?
F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D.
Yeah, okay, let's just let this happen. And then
I can answer
my question. Do you need help finding it? I can walk you through
it. Wait, what is it's at Chuck?
At Chuck.
Yeah.
And then F-R-E-I-M-U-N-D.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. All right, let's see.
Just say, like, what's up, or Bart's better.
All right, there we go.
We thought when we did this that Chuck would, like, I didn't think he'd spend 5 minutes not believing you.
Well, because yes.
Did you see it yet, Frames?
Tim Baltz. public school boy, co-creator of Shrink Stream and a Hulu. Okay. I don't see his picture, but how do you got 7,000 followers? Did you probably have
you, what did he tweet you?
He
I said, "What's up, Chuck?"
Yeah. But how do you have 7,000 followers? I mean, you probably had 50 before this weekend, right?
This guy's roasting me.
Yeah, because I partly don't believe it's you.
He just tweeted you.
I probably don't.
What more do you need?
I'll tell you how. I've been on Veep, Parks and Rec, Better Call Saul. Created a show called Shrink that was set in Chicago. It's on Hulu. I mean, I've done comedy podcasts for years. I've been all over the place. I started at Second City in 2006.
Now I'm starting to hear the voice a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, now my voice.
I heard it every other commercial the other weekend. Jesus.
No kidding. No,
I feel like you were living in my living room.
That's the weird thing, right? I'm a basketball junkie. I've been obsessed with basketball since I was 6 years old, and I'm no stranger to watching March Madness and picking out those commercials and being like, oh, this one again, this one again. And usually there's no love lost for these things. The weird thing about this one is it's cutting both ways. There are a lot of people that are like, man, I hate commercials. I love this commercial. I love all these commercials. Which is really bizarre, because I was basically going into March Madness thinking like, man, I'm not going to watch any games. I don't want to see my face over and over again. And instead, it's been like, you know, I mean, Twitter's like obviously a cesspool of people being like, hey, I hate you, and saying the worst things of all time. But you'd be surprised by the love they're getting.
Okay, so when how did they come at you with this idea that you're going to be on every commercial? On every commercial break during the NCAA tournament. I mean, how did this all, how did you fall into this?
What cracks me up is that someone's like, they'll blame me for how much it's running, or they'll tweet at me and talk about how much they dislike it. That blows my mind. It's an ad agency that writes it. People audition for it. You get it. I'll give you a quick backstory about why I think I got it. I used to be roommates with Mike Hall, the guy that won ESPN's Dream Job.
Oh, I tried out for that.
I mean, I could see similarities between you guys. Actually, you kind of reminded me of him a little bit.
Who, me?
I mean, no, Tim.
Mike Hall.
Mike Hall.
Well,
yes. Okay.
Don't associate Mike Hall with those commercials. Mike Hall's a professional through and through. He's the best. But when I lived with Mike Hall, I was working at Second City, and I'd come home after work, and he'd come back after doing, you know, Friday night tailgate or, you know, Big Ten Beyond. And I would do this bit to him. I would pretend to be a terrible announcer just to basically get a laugh out of him or annoy him until he was like, all right, I'm going to bed. And it was like an ongoing bit. I mean, I've been doing this with Mike for like 10 years. So when I auditioned for this thing, I was like, Mike, you're not going to believe it. I'm auditioning for something. And it's basically the joke that I've been doing with you for 10 years. He's like, no kidding. Then I got a call back. I was like, Mike, I got a call back. I met this thing. It's basically a bit I've been doing at you for 10 years. He's like, no way. Oh my God. And then I got it. And I'm like, hey, this is great. And then I'm on set, and I'm like, hey, Mike, we're filming like 12 of these things. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah, get ready, buddy. And then we filmed another round. I'm like, Mike, get ready, man. I think there's going to be like 20 of these things. He's like, oh, boy, I can't wait. So he's been watching the tournament and tweeting at me and calling me out every single time he sees it. To me, it's just like an inside joke that kind of comes to life, which, I don't know, it's pretty rare.
Okay, so in other words,
it sounds like you do believe now that this is Phil
from
the AT&T.
I do. My bad.
commercial.
Well, because I know with you, Bart, I don't know. I don't know.
Sorry, Tim, we had to go through 2 years of history of me pulling fast ones on Chuck to get through
I do believe now. Okay, but I'm just flabbergasted.
Well, I've got something I want to ask because now if you, Tim, get associated, like Flo from Progressive can never... I mean, she was in Mad Men.
Oh, now if you get Flo on next, then we're
But every time she's going to be in, I mean, people call her Flo. So in one point, it's like this is good to get the exposure, but also it's like, are you going to be pigeonholed as Phil for your whole life?
Nah, I mean, you know, Flo's been going. Like, honestly, if you know, like, if you've followed my career or anything like that, most people are like, oh no, I've done so many things that are radically different than this. I'm not worried about it. Flo's been doing that for 7-8 years. The funny thing is, she's hilarious. She came out of the Groundlings Comedy School, same place that put out Kristen Wiig, Will Ferrell, you know, Taryn Killam. Like, she's hilarious. She'll be fine after this. If anything, she just made millions of dollars off of it, and then she gets to sit back and choose which project she wants to do. But I mean, if you do it for one March Madness, like, no, I don't think so. Right now, I'm down in Charleston, actually, working on an HBO show. That's Danny McBride's next show. The guy who did Eastbound and Down and Vice Principals and Tropic Thunder and Pineapple Express, all those movies. So that'll come out later in the summer. I don't think people are going to be thinking about this by September.
Chuck will still be.
So is it like Chuck when you go to a convenience store this weekend or you're out and about, do people look at you and say, "Wait, I just saw you on TV 15 times today"?
You know, you'd be surprised. Sometimes it's weird what sticks in people's minds. Usually it doesn't stick in people's minds. I was at a bar 2 nights ago. The games were playing, and there were these college kids there, and they were watching the games. And the commercial came on, and one of my friends was like, "Hey, let's spook these college kids." So turn around, they're like, "Hey, this is the guy right there," and they're like, "No, he's not." And I'm like, "Yeah, I am."
Like, no one will believe you. Wow. That's your Phil. Wow. No matter where you go.
Maybe I got one of those faces. Even if I were in front of Chuck, he'd be ranting about the commercial and be like, "This isn't the guy."
Yeah, that's your brother. So where can people see you outside of the commercials, Phil? Tim, where can they see you now?
Well, the main thing that we did was a show called Shrink. It's on streaming on Hulu. It's eight episodes. It's one season. It's something that was kind of born in Chicago, a project that we sold out in L.A., and it came back to Chicago to film, something that we're super proud of. So you can check out Shrink on Hulu. Look me up on Veep, Better Call Saul, Season 1, Parks and Rec. I mean, I'm all over the place. Check out my IMDb page.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Tim Baltz, you see him as Phil.
Sorry I didn't believe you at first, but I have reasons behind that, namely my partner here.
Chuck, every time you see that commercial, instead of hating it, think how much I'm getting paid, baby.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's a sound of money right there, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it, Tim. Good luck. We'll talk again, hopefully.
You guys are the best. Thank you, guys.
Tim Baltz joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Who's Phil from all those AT&T commercials during the NCAA tournament. Yeah. Man, you got me there, man. You did.
I've been nervous for the last half hour.
Give me a little peek behind the curtain. What went on to you setting this guy up and punking me that way?
30 minutes ago, we saw that he was doing radio hits, and Horvat and him are from the same town, so we said, try to get in touch with him.
Okay.
And then he did, and then I was so nervous during, like, I don't remember what I said during the 8 o'clock segment.
I don't know
what I said during Gary's interview. I barely did that one.
Okay.
And then I was just waiting for Tim to come on, and I thought it'd be funny, and then... You didn't believe it for 6 minutes.
Well, I know, but that's
that it was him.
But that's where you got me, though. You got me. Well, because yes. Why would I believe that you got Phil on the show?
Now that's a valid question.
I mean, why would I believe that?
It's Chuck and Winkler.
Why would I believe that?
That's, served up by Perkins.
I mean, I haven't tweeted. Now, obviously, I believe him.
105.7 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.